Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Messer and Tim Stenovec on Bloomberg Radio.
I've been spending a lot of time on the road this summer, tapping into
planes, trains, and automobiles.
Drive-through fast food. Do not judge me. But our next guest really understands this space big time.
What are your go-tos?
I love a happy meal. Don't judge me.
We got a happy meal this
weekend. Get a
little
bit of chicken McNugget, a little bit of fry, and I get a water.
Do you get a toy?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You do.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're just, you and my 4.5-year-old would really get along because he likes the happy meals as well. Well, our next guest understands the space big time and really the overall mobile restaurant space. It's been a while, but it's great to have back with us Christopher Siefkin, head of technology at Xenial. It's a subsidiary of the publicly traded Global Payments, Xenial. It's a $32 billion market cap company. That's up about 25% year to date. Chris joins us on Zoom from Charlotte, North Carolina. Chris, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Glad to be back.
Yeah, doing pretty well, thanks. Okay, so we had on our planning call this morning, we got into a little debate about how people order and the lack of people who are around when you go into a restaurant. And it kind of feels like, I'll be honest, it feels like in this day and age, a lot of the work that people used to get paid to do, like taking orders, now falls on us, the consumer.
Yeah, I think there's definitely been a shift. And I think what our customers and restaurants have done is really taken an all of the above approach. Like you can still talk to a person if you need to. But I think what they've really done is redeployed the folks that are working in those restaurants more towards the production of the food and getting you what you asked for, and allowed the technology to take the ordering experience so that you can, you know, do more customizations and have more, you know, specific things that you might want. And we find that customers really take advantage of those capabilities when they have, say, a kiosk or a mobile app or another ordering mechanism other than just walking up to a person, where you feel time pressure to figure out the menu and you may not understand everything that's coming on a sandwich. So that is something that you would expect to feel, but I think from an actual restaurant employment perspective, you'll see that labor hasn't left the building, but perhaps moved around a bit.
So how's it all evolving, right? We're all getting used to jumping up to a kiosk or a mobile ordering. Where does it go from here?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we see a lot of folks testing out the voice bot, voice AI in the drive-thru. So I think you're going to see some more of that. You're going to see, I think, a good bit more of that as generative AI, you know, gets better at being able to have those conversations with customers. I think you're going to see an additional move towards those kiosk experiences. We've seen a lot more adoption recently. It's not a new technology, it's been around for a long time, but we've seen a lot more folks adopting it. I think also you're gonna see more sophisticated sort of drive-through and pickup environments where you know, a lot of folks are testing out more lanes, four-lane drive-throughs that have specific mobile ordering pickup points, things that help.
You caught Tim's attention there, man. He just perked up, Chris.
I gotta tell you, I mean, Chris, I don't know if you can play favorites here. Just do me a favor, play favorites. But does anyone do it as well as Chick-fil-A?
I can't play favorites, but I mean, they definitely are folks that all of our customers watch, and everybody keeps, you know, abreast of whatever they're doing. And so, you know, I know they're building a new restaurant concept. I think I saw that in the news. I think a lot of folks are watching, like I said, this four-lane. How do we do four-lane drive-thrus really well? I see that happening in quite a few instances.
Well, is that like what Chipotle is doing in terms of you have a drive-through, I think specifically for mobile ordering, and then there's people who come up and who are actually doing the order there? I mean, this is what we're talking about. This is where we're moving towards.
Yeah, I think what's happening is a lot of folks are experimenting with new ways to do this. I mean, when you deal with cars and you're working with drive-thrus, you're limited to the real estate of the actual space that you're working on. And so some of these restaurants you see with an elevated second floor try to take advantage of the fact that there's only so much ground floor that cars can move on. And then, you know, like I said, you got a lot of folks that are kind of experimenting and trying to figure out, well, how do I maximize that throughput either over real estate they currently have that's already out there, or when they build new buildings or redesign and re-upfit places, you know, what's going to be the most efficient way to move cars through and take advantage of that pre-order technology. So do we have one drive-through lane that's dedicated to a mobile pickup, then other lanes that are more traditional, you know, sort of like the toll booth concept where you go easy pass versus, you know, a regular lane kind of thing.
It's interesting. I actually come from a town that outlawed drive-thrus. I believe it was in the 1980s due to environmental concerns. And I'm wondering if increasingly we're starting to see
the
that.
Idling cars.
Yeah, no drive-thrus allowed in San Luis Obispo, California. Is that something that you see, Chris, increasingly happen? Is that conversation happening again?
From my viewpoint, the opposite. Like I said, we've seen a lot more folks looking to try and expand the capability of the drive-thru versus shrink it. The pandemic closed in interior restaurants, and folks now are looking at ways to build restaurants that maybe don't even have an indoor experience at all, and are only servicing drive-thru or pickup, you know, delivery type orders.
Hey, tell us about stuff like camera-based car recognition technology. What exactly is that about? And that makes me a little freaky, but go ahead.
Yeah, that's a good question. We're working on some pretty cool technology on this front. And rather than being creepy, what we're focused on is really understanding what's happening in the line so that if we get an order to you, like let's say somebody walks up to your car and takes your order and then hands you the bag of food, you know, we want to understand how long did that interaction really take and when did that happen? And so if you drive away before you leave the line, we want to know what's going on so we can help figure out if these new strategies, these new things are working. So what we're really focused on there is like just your car type and color. Is this a black sedan, a red truck, so on and so forth. And understanding as you move around, maybe there's a merge that happens. We can reorder those events in the kitchen to help the staff members understand they're getting the right order, the right car. One of the key things that you want to get when you go to one of these places is the order that you ordered, you know, made the right way.
Yes, so Chris, I want to talk to you about this. Okay.
Yes.
I've been to a drive-through like one time in the last 6 months. It was on Saturday. It was the Happy Meal. We ordered a six piece. We ordered an apple juice and we got an order that was wrong. And I know these things happen. I mean, I worked in fast food when I was a teenager and, you know, we're all human. I'm wondering though, because people make mistakes, How do you use technology to decrease the number of mistakes?
Yeah, I mean, a great example of that is, you know, in that final event that happens in the kitchen as that, you know, worker is taking that food out of the restaurant, we're actually putting a picture of the car up that they're delivering to. So they've got the bag of food, hit the button, and now because of the camera tracking, we know, hey, that's the car you're bringing it to. It's one more final, like, you know, step. And think about it, we're just trying to reduce the number of things a person working in this environment has to think about. We want to make it easy, you know, as easy as possible so they can walk in and start working and do their job and, you know, produce that experience that that the brand wants to produce every time.
For what it's worth, my kid ate one chicken nugget and then fell asleep. So it didn't matter at all that we didn't get the six piece instead of the four piece. So it didn't matter.
Hey, Chris, I do wonder how much of this just makes sense because of how the pandemic impacted us in, you know, all the food ordering or the mobile ordering and the, you know, how that kind of has changed us forever. Is a result of the demand that you're seeing a result of the pandemic specifically, or is it also a tighter labor force? And so we need to kind of figure out how to make restaurants work and mobilize or use technology to automate things that were once taken care of by humans.
I think it's both. We definitely saw a huge behavioral shift in folks moving to the drive-thru, for example, as opposed to going inside and doing more delivery. I think we've seen some of the delivery volume drop a little bit compared to, you know, coming to the restaurant again, you know, probably for cost concerns. But what we've really seen is that the workforce itself, you know, is looking for jobs that make sense, and the tightness in the labor market means that you have to compete not only for the technology that the consumer uses, but you want to compete also for that worker who's going to choose between working for you or somebody across the street who maybe has a more difficult concept to run. And so we definitely have seen that technology try and enhance the worker experience and automate some of those tasks so that workers have more job satisfaction for what they're doing.
I'm going to try to get you to pick a favorite one last time. What's your favorite fast food?
I don't know. It's a good question. I think it would be wrong for me to pick a favorite at this point. I don't think that would be fair.
I bet you do know, but you know, we'll let it slide this time. Can't have a favorite kid.
Yeah, I do like a good chicken sandwich, I got to say.
Okay.
Chris, listen, thank you so much. Chris Siefkin, he's head of technology at Xenial. He's a subsidiary of the publicly traded global payments company. That's a $32 billion market cap company, roughly up about 25% year to date, joining us on Zoom from Charlotte, North Carolina.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.